If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I want to share two sweet stories of dogs being heroes. The first is about a pit bull named Simba. He is a perfect example of why you should never judge a book by its cover. Simba lives with his owner, Arjunet Mahana, in an apartment building in Sweden. Despite how Simba has always been a sweet pup, the neighbors in their building have negatively judged him for being a pit bull. One elderly woman who lived on the floor below Mahana and Simba always took particular care to avoid the pup and shun his advances. He always tried to greet her, but she called him mean and looked at him with fear, Mahana said. She never liked him because he was a quote-unquote bad breed. Her attitude changed, however, after Simba saved her life. Mahana and Simba had recently been returning to their apartment from a walk when the pup started suddenly barking and pawing at the elderly woman's door, and he refused to leave. As Mahana pulled on Simba's leash in bewilderment, he heard a faint voice calling for help from inside. The elderly neighbor had fallen and broken her hip. For 2 days she had been stuck on the floor without any way of calling for help. Mahana then called medical services and waited with her until an ambulance arrived, and she was sure to thank her rescuers for their intervention. She said, "Thank you for hearing me." "I thought she was talking to me at first," Mahana recalled, but then she said, "No, not you, the nice doggy." Suffice it to say, the woman has had a change of heart towards her new canine friend. Mahana also now hopes that Simba's story will help other people to reconsider their views on pit bulls as well. A stray dog is being hailed as a hero after she was found protecting a litter of 5-week-old kittens from frigid Canadian temperatures. A passing motorist in Ontario spotted Serenity the dog curled up on the side of the road. Upon stopping to check on the pup, the Good Samaritan found that Serenity was curled up around 5 newborn kittens. It is quite possible that if Serenity had not safeguarded the kittens until the driver stopped, they would have remained hidden on the side of the road, and with daytime temperatures in the city averaging around 42 degrees, the cold could have proved to be fatal. After the Good Samaritan called the Pet and Wildlife Rescue, the pup and her kittens were whisked away for evaluation and deemed to be in good health. The kittens are now staying with the foster family until they are old enough to be adopted. Since the Pet and Wildlife Rescue posted Serenity's story on social media, many users have begged the organization to adopt out the pup and the kittens as a group package. The rescuers later made a follow-up post about how they try and get canines out of a cage shelter environment and into their forever homes as soon as possible, and the kittens still require months of growth until they are ready to be adopted. Regardless, Serenity's story has already won the hearts of dozens of potential adopters, and when she is properly spayed, she will be ready to head to her forever home. I hope all of you and your furry friends have a wonderful holiday season. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.